Welcome back to That's Dicey. Today we're doing something different. We're going back in time. We're like rewinding time. We had that hourglass kind of sideways, honestly. And so now we just got to straighten it out and make sure everything goes correctly. All the sands have to be in the right place. And So today we're going to find out what Sanjo has been doing while the rest of the group is helping Ichabod Crane and fending off the Headless Horseman. With that said, Sanjo, you're in town and in folklore,
Yes.
and your group is getting their mission, but you get pulled aside and told there's another part of the mission that needs to happen, and that you and another person from another team are going to work together to make that happen. I am going to have Patrick introduce your character for this session.
Ah, hello, good sir. I'm Wesley Jims, the Ratfolk Rogue.
Oh gosh. Okay, I see. Okay. Ah, yes. Good day, sir. I am Sanjo, kineticist extraordinaire and fabler. It's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
Hello, Sanjo. The pleasure is all mine. Yes, yes.
What is this addendum to the mission?
And I tell him what that is because I clearly know what it is.
Yes. What is it?
For the folks listening at home, I guess for both of the players, you hear Wesley Jims go into this long, long dialogue about what's going to happen and what's going on. And then we find ourselves in the cellar of a
Okay.
home.
I cast text wall at him and the scene changes.
We see ourselves in the cellar of a house. In the background, there's a wine barrel, right? And the lid for the barrel is popped out, and there's a hole in the wall behind it. And all the lids on the barrels say Van Tassel Family Vineyard. We
Oh,
find
excellent.
ourselves in the basement of the home of the Van Tassel family. Well, less the basement and more the cellar. It's a little below the basement, through a secret door to this storage room where they have the wine. Because in the past they had been robbed.
Oh, okay,
A
interesting.
sub basement, if you would.
As Wesley Jims told you, you're there to stop the Van Tassels from manipulating the Headless Horseman.
We're here to stop
Oh,
the Van Tassels from manipulating the Headless Horseman.
but we are also in the Van Tassels cellar. Is that accurate?
yes.
Yes, I wring my hands.
How can we do da, 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 da. Yeah, so we got did we end up in the cellar exactly? Are we captured or we just found our way into an open cellar and we're investigating?
Based on your surveillance of the surroundings, it would appear that in your past you came through the barrel that has an opening into a hole in the wall through some secret dark tunnel that led here. Another thing that you'll notice is this wine barrel is empty, but are the other ones empty too?
Okay, interesting. Well, since we've found our way, sorry, what was the rogue's name? The Rat Rogue, what was his name?
Wesley
Wesley.
Jims.
Wesley Jims. Okay. All right, Wesley Jims. Yes.
Just full name him every time.
I'm going to I know that is 100% the bit is I'm going to that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to Wesley Jibs him every time. It's gonna be awesome.
Excellent.
All right, Wesley Jibs. Let us look
Yes.
into these barrels and confirm for ourselves their contents. We understand that these are prestigious wineries, winos, perhaps the word is
Ah,
winos.
a man of taste. I
Yes,
start knocking on the barrels to see if they make a hollow sound.
let's check the barrels out. We inspect barrels.
We got wine on tap, I think. This round's gonna be a party.
All of the barrels are empty.
Oh
What?
no.
And in this in this illustrious moment, as you're banging on these barrels, a song begins to play, sort of like magically on the wind of a particular rat folk thief who robbed all the wine from the rich Van Tassel family. And
I will jump, startled by this development, and then I will look to Sanjo and say, "The barrels had a song within."
I listen intently for music.
As you're tuning in, the song from the barrel disappears, and a musical box, like one of those ones with the ballerina in it. You can hear that song coming from behind a wall, but the wall is just a wall in here. There are no like doors or exits out of here other than the way you came in. But you can hear this music box through the wall.
Perhaps it's not the barrels, Wesley Jim, but in fact, a conductor on the other side of this structure. And I will press my ear and gesture for Wesley Jim to also listen through the wall.
House is full of secrets, yes, and I'll do the same.
As you are listening in, you can hear that the song is traveling through like the wall, and you can pinpoint a spot in the wall where the sound enters the room, and visibly you can see a little circular grate there, sort of like looks like inside a car, the things that blow the air out in the car, whatever those are called. My brain's not doing that today.
An air vent?
Yeah, an
Yeah,
air vent. There
just a
you
vent.
go. Yeah, it's a vent. Yeah, see, the word didn't come to me.
I thought I could have sworn I heard you say vent. Never mind, go on. That
Maybe I
sounds
was just
really
venting.
superfluous.
No.
Ooh.
No, but yeah, this circular grate kind of thing is in the place where you hear the music coming from. And it seems like the way to transfer messages from room to room.
They have like musical code.
Interesting, interesting. Well, let's see. This cellar that we're in, is there a clear way out into the house, or does it lead back out into the elements?
There is not a way out other than the way you came in through the barrel, through a dark tunnel, somewhere
There's not
off.
like a ladder going up.
Nope.
Huh.
Okay, so
When we
we
came through the barrel, what was on the other side? What was at the entrance to that tunnel?
It was inside a house of a person who is a famous rat thief who stole all the wine from the Van Tassel family.
Oh, okay. So
This is a fun reverse session where you ask questions and then I build the narrative to answer it.
Did I dig this tunnel?
No,
Okay, so there's many famous rat thieves.
it's a different famous rat thief.
It's an aspirational tale that I hold dear to my heart. And I came here trying to do the same, but all the wine is gone. They never
Actually,
replaced it.
you notice that the book in your like pocket in one of your pockets on your jacket kind of shifts a little bit. And
Yeah.
that's your copy of this famous story about the wine theft. You keep it in your coat pocket to remember.
Always. Always. I keep it exactly where I expect to be hit by a bolt. Okay, so Sandro, do you have any musical talents? Can we match this code?
Let's see. Well, I have many skills, but is music one of them? Probably not. Features. I'm gonna. I do not. Where would. If I was gonna find it, where would I find it? If I've had a musical talent
I mean,
background
a
music?
performance check will
Oh, okay.
suffice. I'll also accept crafting because you're crafting music. I think that would be.
I can, I've got, I can, that's funny. I've got a performance. I can do performance.
All right.
The,
Well, he is.
I want to try to mimic, the melody, with like, maybe I can get up to the barrel. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get up to the, one of the barrels that are open, and I'm going to cut my hand on the rim of the barrel to try to blow into it like a, like an empty bottle, I guess, to
No.
try and make like a whistling sound. And I will stomp my feet, I will tap my feet, and my apprehensible tail will begin to tap on the side of the barrel, kind of like a percussion. And I'll just I'll
Can I?
whistle, and I'll start jamming. I'm gonna banjo jam on the empty barrel.
I keep thinking, like, can I roll to aid him in some way? But it's like, damn, he's a one-man band. He doesn't need any help. I just watch in awe.
Roll a d20, Patrick.
No, I think I just watch in awe.
Are you sure?
Yeah, okay, I'll roll.
Well, I don't know. Well, hold the fucking phone, because I rolled a nat 20 plus 12 for
Oh, dear.
32.
Oh, that's nuts.
And I rolled a three, so I do just watch.
The single man band. All right. As the, as the music explodes into the room out of this barrel, and all the sounds are going. You see the circular grate that the music was coming from kind of turn a little bit, and that wall just slides open. And on the other side is the actual basement, just above you, via a set of stairs that kind of form as the wall opens.
I will clap incroyable.
I once had a mentor who said to me, "Empty barrels make the most noise." I think it was an insult of my intelligence and maturity as a youth, but joke's on her. I remembered.
Wesley Jims doesn't get it, but he nods as though this is sage advice.
And we will, I will smugly, Sanjo will smugly look, self-satisfied, pointing with his monkey lips. He'll point with his lips, do a little kissy, like to push towards the stairs, gesturing towards the stairs with his lips. Give it a little kiss to like, I will follow your sneak.
Oh, I boldly sneak in there, fearing nothing. Where's my stealth? Oh shit, 29.
Passive, you have a 29 bonus or total 29?
I have plus 15 to a 14 roll.
Normally in these circumstances, that would be very great.
Oh no.
Oh.
unfortunately, our dear favorite guardian of the basement rolled a natural 20 on their perception check for
Oh
a
shit.
34. You enter the room and you see a billowing cloud of smoke and bones just trapped inside the robes of like a clergyman, if you will. And the smoke is just billowing on the floor. These bones are sort of floating inside the robe, and
Oh.
the red eyes turn and look directly at you, And we're gonna roll initiative.
It's like I walk in there and then I look back and I give him the thumbs up, like, it's safe, as the thing is coalescing behind me.
Love it.
I got a 13.
Initiative, right? Okay.
Is that modified in any way, or is it just a straight
You
roll?
add your perception to it.
Initiative.
Oh,
There we go.
wow.
I rolled an 11.
I have my perception to it. I got a 28.
Yeah.
Be fast.
Did you add your perception to do?
Did I add my? I rolled. I got a. Whoa. Probably not. Did I add my perception? I don't know if I'm proficient in perception. It doesn't look like it.
It's on there. It's like in a weird place though. So,
Oh, I
right
found
under
it.
armor class, yeah.
I rolled a one. I had a 1 plus 10, but I didn't add in perception. I have a 10 on perception. So I guess it's a 21 by that logic.
Okay. With those numbers, you hold on. Let's math here. Wesley Gems, you feel the air being siphoned from your body behind you as something cold and smoke is pouring around your feet is just forming there. You are the first to go in initiative.
Yes.
What do you do?
I will turn around and I will say, "Oh, hello there, good sir. Does it look so? It looks scary, but does it look like it's about to kill me?"
Yes.
Okay, glorious. Is it right up in my face?
It's just like right behind you. It just like formed there, if you will.
I will turn and draw my rapier and just go to town, but not like it with any eloquence. Like I'm scared shitless and just swinging the sword around like crazy. Like
Just start hacking. Just start hacking.
it's like a Looney Tunes fight cloud. You don't want to get too close. You're just gonna get dragged right in. And I
All
forget how
right.
this works. How many attacks can I make?
So you can make three attacks, but every time you make an attack, you're going to lose five. So your first attack is your regular bonus, which is plus 15. Your
Okay.
second attack will be plus 10, and then your last attack will be plus five. So
Okay.
you're less likely to hit every time.
I'm down with that. I rolled a 3 plus, you said plus 15?
Yeah, 15 is the first one.
Okay, so 18, 26 or 21, and then 9.
The unfortunate news is that all of those miss.
Excellent. Glorious.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I think in the moment of realizing that it is not in fact safe and drawing your weapon to turn around to do these stabs, that the this billowy smoke thing is just not in a form that you can readily read, essentially. So your stabs don't really find a point because you can't really measure where the stabbable part of a smoke cloud is.
I mean, fair. Can I curse for a free action?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wesley Jims cries out, "Merde!"
Wow. What was the highest you rolled?
20. I've forgotten. I think it was like a 20.
It was 21.
Yeah,
21. 21
21.
was the highest. Okay. All
Yep.
right. Oh, shit.
Second in our initiative order is this billowy smoke thing that you got going on here. And it's going to use a innate ability called Sense Apostate.
Well, that's not, sounds good. I hope
is
you're not an apostate, Sancho.
I'm going to ask both of you if you've ever abandoned a faith before in your time of living.
I don't.
I
I
feel.
feel. I would have said yes. I'm feeling
Wesley,
like
oh, sorry.
no, it's okay. I'm feeling like Sandro maybe only just recently has like a passing light religious knowledge. I don't feel like he's super in it. I feel like it's all kind of a relatively new development. So probably not.
I don't think Wesley Jims is a rat folk of faith. You know, I don't think like he ever had it in him to turn on.
Okay. I think with that, the billowing smoke cloud and bones kind of settles a little bit, like less aggressive and deadly, but still looks like it's here to fight you, but more like I don't have to kill them because they're not.
Look, I'm gonna kill them, but I don't need to blend their souls
Yeah.
like a
Okay.
Cuisinart. I
Yeah.
don't need to turn their souls into fucking spaghetti.
All right. So first, the is going to make an attack. It's a 26 to hit.
That does hit.
All right.
Okay, bet.
No,
Ooh.
that misses.
Yeah, all right. Let me roll some more dice. Roll some more dice here.
How do I modify my HP?
He's
I have
about to
some
do it
prebs.
for you. Don't worry. He's
Oh.
literally about to modify your HP for you with this ass whooping.
You are going to take 21 points of damage,
Ooh.
and that's it.
I don't think I can mess with the HP on this character sheet, so I'm going to pull up a notepad. Said 20 what? 24? 21,
21.
sorry.
Yeah. And then I think after doing that, Sanjo, this billowing cloud is going to look at you, and I need you to make a will saving throw.
Let's make it wisdom. I will saving throw. Skills, is it under skills and actions?
It's towards the top, in the middle, like right underneath the attributes. There's a category called saving throws.
Attributes. I see attributes, ability scores, skills and actions, saving throw. Where? Custom skill, actions and activities. No.
Scroll all the way up.
All the way up. Okay. Saving throws. Got them.
Yeah.
Okay. What is Will?
I am going to give you the number so that you know what the number is.
Okay.
The number is going to be 22.
Okay. 22 to beat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how to roll this shit. Okay. I have a plus 12 on Will. There we go. Ooh, I bunked it. I rolled a 7 plus 12, so 19.
That is a regular failure. So let me do some
Do some stuff.
let me do some dice rolls here.
Yeah, you do that. No, you live your life.
All right. So we had 24 points of damage.
What? 24 is a pretty good swing. Would I have been at max hit points or my previous hit points?
Max hit points. Yeah.
How much should I take?
20.
24.
And then I'm gonna need you to make another will save. This
Okay.
one is a 24 to save.
Oh no. Ah, but this one was 12 plus 12, 24.
You succeed. As you get hit with this like force from this billowing cloud, your connection to the elements starts to be in question, and you wonder if you've chosen the right path as a kineticist,
Oh
and then
no.
you shake it off and take this mental damage.
Oh, this guy's attacking my
Oh
self-esteem? What
no.
the fuck? Okay.
And now it is your turn. That is all that the skeleton billow cloud can do.
Right. We walk into this room and find Satan the devil.
Right.
And this is the first, well, second room.
Am I also in initiative? Does it go to me now, or?
Yeah, that's what I was
Okay.
saying, awful.
No, you're good. Okay. All right. Well, what is does this appear to be like a being made of substance, of matter? Are they ethereal? Do they look cold? Are they made of ice, of air, or what?
They are like tattered robes over a billowing cloud of smoke and bones. So you can see there are bones in there. It does have like a structure to it, but mostly what you see is just the billowing smoke coming out of the robes. And it does have a very definitive looking like skull, but the skull is like broken in like fractured pieces, and those pieces kind of float together to form a face.
Okay. All right. Interesting enough. I guess I have these are my actions, right? What is the show more button? Elemental air blast, some feats. I think what base can let's see. I have so many features. What do these things do? Extract elements. Extract elemental matter from a creature's body and take its power. Target one creature that has a trait matching one of your kinetic elements. So I have kinetic elements of wood, fire, and air. Does it do I feel I'm gonna try to tap I fuck it. I'm just gonna try to tap into air, I guess. And I want to, I want to air bend the spirit cloud. I want to air bend the dust bunny into compliance. And so I have this bit. It is you extract elemental matter from a creature's body to weaken it and take its power from your own. Target a creature within 30 feet that has a matching trait or is made of one of your kinetic elements. It takes 2d4 damage and becomes susceptible to your impulses depending on its fortitude save against your class DC. So I guess to do extract elements is one action. So I guess it has to do, it's hard to tell. You extract element, target takes 2d4 damage and becomes susceptible. I think it just takes the damage. It says damage 40, like on one page it says damage 44. And then on the blurb description it reads 2d4, but I guess probably I've taken some level up, so it's now 4d4.
Okay.
And then depending on what its save is dictates the penalty that it suffers, I guess.
Let's see.
And I
Let me roll this save.
it's a fortitude save, and my save is 25.
That's a 21, so they fail.
Right, they fail. Okay, if it's
Says failure is the same as success, but the creature takes full damage, so it takes the 4d4 damage. And you add some of its elemental matter to your kinetic aura. Impulses bypass any immunity the creature has to their elemental traits or trait, and the target takes a minus one circumstance penalty to its saves and AC against your impulses. The target normally has resistance that would apply to damage from one of your impulses. Ignore that resistance.
all right, so I guess it takes 7 points of chill out airbending damage. And then do I still have two actions in this? Is that accurate? That was just one little action. All right, and then I guess I'll blast him. I'll for a second action, I'll do an elemental air blast. It's just a 15 on the roll. Oof. I rolled a one. I rolled a one. Damn. I rolled a
No.
total of 16. Yeah, I goofed on that one.
It hits
Yeah.
me. I go flying.
That's you do this elemental thing and you draw this sort of like air energy from the cloud, and you hear the sounds of the bones sort of hitting the ground where it's standing. It sort of it was hovering, and now it's sort of like standing on the ground. And then you do this like blast of wind, and it sort of just like pushes wind across the thing. But I think because it's in this like standing position, it's less effective.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense to me.
And then I guess we're gonna jump back around to Patrick. Wesley Jims.
Wesley Jims is in a
Wes.
tight spot.
Wesley Jims.
So I so three actions. Okay, I am going to use Arcane Sense to see if there's anything magical aside from this creature down in this cellar.
What
Let me double check how that
does?
works.
Yeah, that's.
30-foot emanation. Send out a pulse that registers the presence of magic. You receive no information beyond the presence or absence of magic. Oh, you can choose to ignore magic you're fully aware of. So yeah, if Sanjo or I had magic items, I'd just ignore that.
Yeah, no. As you send out this pulse wave of arcane sense, you get the this feeling that like there's something happening outside of this being here, and there's sort of like a looming like purpley light around the being. But that's unfortunately all the information that the arcane sense gives you.
So there's something magical other than this thing that's influencing this thing somehow. Am I interpreting that correctly? You're just not okay. Second action, I am going to give it a poke with the rapier. Just try my luck.
Well, right.
No joy. I rolled an 18.
No. Wow.
On. One moment.
Whiffin,
I didn't
whiffin.
want to use, yeah, real good. Remember how I was talking about how I felt like I was beefy as a level 7? No, that's a lie. I'm but a small rat.
You're just a rat boy.
I didn't want to use one of these so soon, but I have the book about the famous rat folk that managed to steal wine from this place. I love this book. Of course, I know every page of it. So I know if there was some kind of spirit that this rat had to deal with, and after the shock wears off, I rack my brain for information.
All right. Roll a what is that called? Why can't I remember? A recall knowledge check.
Okay.
And you are going to add an additional plus five to this for
Nice. Do I have a stat I add to this at all, or is it just plus five?
Recall knowledge is
Oh.
a skill ability that adds something. I forget which skill recall knowledge adds, but it's one of those skill actions, the like specialty things.
Ooh. Well, I don't know if I have any extra bonuses. I'm sorry, I'm not super versed in Pathfinder, but I got a 21.
Okay, and then that's with the five.
Yeah, that's 20 plus the 5, and then I don't know if I get any other pluses, so I'll just go with that. And hope got a plus 2 wisdom.
Hell yeah.
It is
Recall.
okay. So you add that. So you're not trained in it. We'll subtract that. So you just add the two. Okay. So
Okay.
that's a 23.
Nice.
And the DC for that was 22. So you know that from the book, the famous rat thief says that there is an abandoned zealot in the basement of this place, just beyond the walls of the cellar, that came through and faced off with this famous rat thief. We're going to get a touch metagamey here.
Okay.
Tell me the information from this stat block that you really want, and I'll answer three questions.
Weaknesses to damage types?
No, there are none. Oh, that's
Just
a.
said no. Get wrecked. Oh, geez.
Oh, actually, let me give you one.
Yes.
If the one weakness this creature has is if they encounter a priest of their former faith,
No.
they must make a will save, and on a failure, they have to banish themselves.
That's funny as hell. What's it
Yeah.
weak to? The opposite of your character?
You must be religious now.
How much HP does it have?
75.
Okay. Let me write that down really quick.
The other thing that
Sixty-eight.
I'll give you back in weakness is its ability to sense you is hindered by lead and running water.
This is
When it did
excellent.
the when it did the sense thing early on, where it like it could find you, it found you via that apostate sense thing.
Yeah.
That's deterred by lead and running water.
Gotcha. Last question. JoJo, can you, are is JoJo allowed
Yeah,
to
sure.
help? Yeah, what
Yeah,
out of character?
we're completely in metagame land right now. So
Okay,
yeah, we're in
OOC,
metagame, I
JoJo, would you
guess.
like the last question?
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. Let's see, last question. We know that it has health points. We know that it has no weaknesses. Something to help deal with it. Can I
I
guess
would ask
my question.
something to help you because my turn's essentially over after this.
Oh, something to help me?
Yeah, it's gonna wail on me no matter what. So you should set yourself up for success.
I would, well, if it's just to help me, I'm going to just yell out to you to duck, dive, dodge, and weave. I'm just gonna tell you to keep moving.
Oh, I
And
thought you might have had a question that would suit Sanjo, like a question about stats that would suit Sanjo better.
are there any resistances?
It is resistant to all damage except force, ghost touch, positive, and has double the resistance to non-magical things.
Oh, okay. That's really good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
Thank you, JoJo.
yeah. So for mass sake, if you hit with your rapier, you would be subtracting 10 damage from
Oof.
the total
Is
damage that you're doing.
that to a minimum of one, or is that just like straight up
Oh no,
zero?
it's just yeah, it's zero.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, that's your three questions, and you still have two other actions, I believe, right?
No, I used them.
Oh yeah, you did. Never mind. That's right. All right.
I would
Then
love that,
it
but
is
no.
it is a Shadow Ghost Bone turn.
Shadow Ghost Bone is gonna take
Yeah.
us to the. He's about to take me to the Bone Zone.
He's about to.
Yeah,
Yes.
we
Yes.
the
Yes.
enemies in the basement taking you to the
Right.
bone zone. All right.
It's just a Wednesday night.
Let me roll this.
Yeah, this is just how Wesley gyms do.
It's
This
a
is how
what it,
Wesley Gibbs gets taken to the
does a
basement bone
20
zone.
does a 22 hit, Patrick?
It actually doesn't. I have an
Nice. I
AC of
was like,
24.
all right,
We're
yeah.
gonna wrap this session, and Sanjo just watched this rat man get murdered by a ghost. Yeah.
Okay.
The episode fades out to "Don't you forget about me."
Yes. I'm so ready. I'm so ready for this.
All right. This is gonna sound crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But both you and Sanjo are going to gain 12 temporary hit points and a plus two status bonus to will saves against mental effects.
Oh,
But
feel
then, right.
rejuvenated.
Why?
Wait.
But then, the shadowy ghost figure is going to say, "Come upstairs." And as part of the spell Zealous Conviction, if the target of your spell is told to do something, it must comply with your request. It can attempt a will save at the end of its turn each round.
Okay.
But so yeah,
I
the
get a
shadowy
temporary
figure
bonus.
buffs you up and says, "Hey, come upstairs." And
I'll shrug, look at Sanjo, and say, I don't know. Suddenly, dude seems cool to me. Follow him up there.
I get an extra plus two to, you said it was will saves?
will saves, yeah.
Oh,
And will.
wait. He's doing some magic. Did you see if it works?
Yeah,
Or do I roll that? Okay.
they roll a it's only a DC, I forget what it's called. It's a flat roll, but it's a DC 3 or something. It's
Gotcha.
hella low, but targeting you with magic is hard or whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I rolled, it was a 19, so if it's higher, they probably succeeded at that too.
Yep, I just go up the stairs.
You get to the top of the stairs and sitting there are well, rather sitting, less sitting, more floating, via purple puppet strings are these two poppets, which are large puppet people. One in a dress, and the other in like deep purplish robes. They're sort of hovering there. You can see like the trace outlines of strings on the wall in like shadow form, but there are
Okay.
no like physical strings above them. The skeleton says they were in the basement. I dealt with it. What do we do with them now?
They're
And
framing us. This guy's framing us.
what the hell? Wait.
The ghost is fra I look at the poppets and I'm just like, this ghost is bullshit. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, I just want to make sure I understand the nightmare scenario from scene to scene. So the Wesley Jims follows the ghost upstairs. I presume I also follow the ghost upstairs, right? They go upstairs, and then there are giant puppets holding more puppets in this room with magical strings, and the ghost is saying, "We drank all the booze." This is some bullshit. This is
I was under the impression that we are totally guilty of what we're being accused of, and I'm just lying through my teeth. Not even well. I think he just accused us of trespassing.
He was more just saying you were in the basement.
Yeah.
Nothing really about the wine.
Okay. So just the fact that we existed, so
Yeah.
We
the
did
ghost
break
is
in.
In with the thrall of the puppets. Okay, got it.
The sort of like tiny puppets start to move, and weirdly, the larger puppets move in sequence with these tiny puppets. They sort of look and examine, and I think for a moment they're considering like the possibility of setting it up to be you two who are manipulating the Headless Horseman into getting rid of Crane and ruining his destiny, and that like they would have to do some magic. They're talking back and forth, and there's a lot of like glances over. And I think in this time period where they're talking will be JoJo's turn. So I'm going to let you roll your will save to break out of the thrall of this bone cloud.
Am I completely in its thrall, or just like when it tells me to do something, I do it, but
No,
otherwise I can act?
when it says to do something, you do it, but it doesn't have like complete control of you.
Okay. Oh, I rolled an 18 plus 13, 28, 30. God damn, can't do math. 28, 32. You just let me do that. You just let my brain just die.
Yeah.
You could have helped me math.
What
There we go.
is
Okay.
what
I
did Sanjo
rolled
roll?
a 30. 16 plus 14, the extra plus 2.
Yeah, so both of you shake off this this feeling, and I think as you're shaking it off, you realize that this bone cloud entity reached into like a part of you that has a conviction and that cares about a thing, and took that thing and made it its place where it said words, and so it spoke to that conviction and drawed you into the action that it wanted you to do, which could be more scary or less scary depending on how you feel about that. But you are free, both of you, of the bone entity's thrall here, and they're still talking amongst themselves, assuming that you are stuck. So I am going to give you a surprise round. We'll say, because initiative order is already set that way, I'll have Sanjo go first because you were next in initiative. So you would have broken your thing and then had the time to act there. So yeah.
All right, but I'm not otherwise being held or restrained or anything like that, right?
No. No, this was strangely just the bone cloud told you to do a thing and you involuntarily did it, and
Okay.
now you don't feel that presence.
Okay. All right.
Do you already have a title for this episode?
Do
I've got
not.
it. Bone Cloud Stranger Danger.
Okay. Well, I have. It's very funny. I don't know. I have a lot of moves, I guess. Is there like an, so we're upstairs. Is there an exit to the room? Are there many? Are there, first of all, is there an exit?
Sanjo
There
just
is,
leaves.
you're up at the top. You're in what would be the main like living area. There are couches, chairs. There's another set of stairs that goes upstairs, and then you catch it. These big windows, like giant windows that look out onto the street. And outside that window, you see your friends, Sanjo, and a 9-foot skeleton with gems embedded into its body in a yellow robe, fighting off some pug people.
Some bug people.
Yeah. They have pug heads, but they're like humanoid.
Okay, how far am I? How far am I from that window?
You're at the top of the stairs from the basement. You are math, this room size, logic, science. You are approximately 45 feet from the window.
Okay, fabulous. That's just what I wanted. So I'm gonna look at Wesley Jims over here. I'm going to assume that, this has generally not gone our way, and I can see our friends in the distance.
Oh,
And I'll actually, and
we've been had, my friend.
Wesley Jims been swinging at air over here. So I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do a little click of my heels, and I have a two action move that gets an upgrade at sixth level called the Burning Jet. And if there's like a penalty or something I gotta roll for, but what I want to do is I want to grab Wesley Jims and then human torch us out of here through the window
Yes.
towards our
Yes.
friends at sixth level. the maximum distance. So a condensed burst of flames shoots behind you, propelling you forward with sheer force. Stride up to 40 feet. At sixth level, the maximum distance of stride is 60 feet. You can choose to leap up to 40 feet in any direction instead of striding. If you do, while you're in the air, at the end of this leap, you fall normally. But I'm going straight 60 feet out, straight out through the window, and I want to grab Wesley Jim's. And if I need to use my last remaining action for movement, and if I need to roll, or if there's any kind of penalty, I'll do it. But definitely, as nobody's kind of paying attention to me, and I can see a window, my friends through there, and that clearly this hasn't gone well for us, I would absolutely detonate the burning jet and punch us through the window.
I think so. Two questions. Is Wesley Jims willingly going
Yeah, sure.
as?
I'm out of there.
Yeah. That's the
And
first question.
I
It's worth.
do want to ask, while we are mid-air, like once the rest of Sanjo's turn is done, I want to take my turn mid-air, is essentially what I'm asking.
Yes. Why would I say no?
Okay, but sorry to interrupt. There's two more actions to Sanjo's turn.
Well, I spent two of them on the burning jet, if it
Oh,
works.
right.
And it's worth mentioning, it says movement from this impulse ignores difficult terrain and doesn't trigger reactions.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
nice.
No, it definitely works.
Wow.
The only thing of semi note is glass, obviously from the window, but we're going to count that in the category of difficult terrain because I'm a nice person.
Hell yeah.
And so, yeah,
Nice.
you grab Wesley Jims and you shatter through this window, but we're going to freeze frame in the middle there. And
Yes.
is there a single action thing you want to do, Sanjo, to do before I pass it to Wesley Jims to hear whatever shenanigans are going to occur as we're flying out a window?
As a single action move, not particularly. I have this move that I don't know if it would be applicable right now, but I have this thing called Air Shroud, as an impulse of mine. Turbulent air suffuses your aura. This doesn't displace other matter, but provides air for creatures in your aura that need air to breathe. Attacks with ranged weapons take a negative one circumstance penalty to their attack rolls if their attacks pass through the kinetic aura. Air in your kinetic aura is difficult terrain for flying creatures other than yourself. So I don't know if anything gets shot at me, or us. I have that as a remaining action.
Okay.
But I also have a reaction called Deflecting Wave, which feels like it would do the same thing.
Okay.
So if that's the case, then there was three actions for no cause for alarm, which sounded really funny, but I wanted to do this instead.
Everything is fine.
I wanted to do no cause for alarm. That would be funny, but I have some actions doing this. If I have an open action, sense motive, but that was just to frame us, right?
Oh, I made that up. I totally made that up.
Oh yeah. But with the puppets, I could more or less infer that they're trying to
Oh,
manipulate
sorry.
us. Yeah.
That the
what does sense motive do, like
It says you can
specifically?
try to tell whether a creature is behaving abnormal. That's what it says.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, sure. Roll the dice. Roll the dice.
Okay, I can sense motive. The GM attempts a single secret perception check for you and compares the result to the perception to the DC deception DC of the creature.
Oh, okay. Well,
The
yeah.
DC of a spell affecting the creature's mental state or another appropriate DC determined by the GM. You typically can't try to sense the motive of the same creature again until the situation changes significantly. I want to sense motive. You do a perception check for me and then a deception check for something else. And I want to sense the motive of the poppets, actually. If I have a free action before I guess if we could do a light situ order or operational retcon, sense motive to see how the puppets, like on the poppets, to see what their bid is, if there was anything I could kind of glean before hitting the the fire rockets button and pulling us out.
Okay. You succeed on this fantastic sense motive roll. The puppet in the dress is looking outside at your friends and what's going on out there. And I think as you see this, like their focus is not in this room really. They're responding and talking in this conversation, but they're purely focused out there. And then the other one that's in the room with the purple robe is very much present in this room and trying to figure out what's going on and what they're going to do with you and that type of thing. But you follow the gaze of the one in the dress, and it looks directly behind your friends, and you see this like cage of like illuminating light filter around the 9-foot-tall skeleton, and the skeleton kind of shrugs at the light and rides off on a horse,
On a horse. A
on a
skeleton horse, an
skeleton
equally,
horse.
is it
Yeah.
an equally large sized?
Yeah. Uber
Okay.
large skeleton horse. And the light kind of dissipates, and you hear Eslin's voice briefly for a moment. I think it's all going the way it's supposed to go.
Ooh,
And
interesting.
but it appears that whatever is going on out there is more important than what's happening in here, and that the one in the purple robes really is just like, how do we get rid of them? What can we do with them? How can we leverage the having them here? That's really the things you get from them.
All right, okay. Well, then I hit the goddamn jet button and I pull Wesley Jim's behind me.
All right. Wesley Jims, what is the mid-air actions we're taking here?
So up until now, Wesley Jim's has just been like frantic, panicking, looking for any escape rope. And now that he's hurtling towards safety, or at least what he thinks is safety, suddenly now he's the big brave hero. I'm going to use, even though we in no way got this, I use encouraging words on Sanjo and I say, "Don't worry, we got this." And then I throw a knife, I throw my dagger back at the so did you say that it was leaving, or that we saw, or that Sanjo saw another thing?
There's
What the?
another baddie outside
Okay.
with the rest of the party,
I just wanted to
and
make
they're
sure I
looking.
didn't misinterpret. All right, I throw the dagger at the ghost that beasted me.
All right.
Oh, the 6 I add to this, not enough. Dot com.
15, so 21.
Yeah, 21.
Dang.
It sticks into the wooden floor, twing. And then
Listen.
as we soar out the window, I just double bird.
Hell yeah.
A bird joke at the end of the episode.
No, I'm a rat now. Stop it.
So let me take some narrative liberty here. You have Sanjo grab Wesley Jim's, jet out the window, the glass shatters, flying into the street. Just ahead of you is tiny versions of the pugs that were fighting the party
Oh yeah.
running towards you in the direction you are in. And dang, why is my brain not working? Kit Kat and darn bird
Huggins.
Huggins. Yeah, Kit Kat and Huggins are there, and behind they're there with a crane, like a bird, the crane. They're standing turned faced behind them, and there is a headless horse rider coming towards them. You fall into the street, and I'm gonna give Patrick Huggins hears the glass shatter and looks back. What does Huggins do in response to seeing this come from the house behind you?
I think we all know. Huggins sees this and goes, ah!
The poppets inside the house float out through the broken glass window onto the street, and
Two more for each new member of this fight.
the one in the dress speaks and says, "I guess we have to kill them all."
Oh no.
And the tiny little pugs are running for their life. And I think we're gonna like zoom out from the pugs, running towards this bridge for their life as fast as they can. And we're gonna have all of the lights in the town go out. And that's where we'll pick up next session.
Nice.
Yeah.
A new character sheet, immediately get schooled.
And
Like, the disrespect of Jews, what happened out there?
I mean, thanks again for joining us at That's Dicey. We're playing games and doing stuff. And yeah, we'll hopefully see you here next time for more shenanigans. You'll get the Headless Horseman fight that I believe all of you are waiting for. And and maybe Patrick will have to play two characters. Who knows?
Oh.
Thank you all for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time.